And Philip Semple, PhD, digital contributor, data 07/28/2022, dictation is form. Stephen Edgerly, Edgerly spells E-D-G-E-R-L-Y. Stephen spells S-T-P-H-E-N, date of birth is 01/26/1985. 37-year-old gentleman here for routine follow-up period. Next paragraph. Stegley has a history of opioid use disorder, hypertension. He's currently on Suboxone and Lysine. Philip is there for follow-up for these conditions and medication refills. He stated since his last visit, he has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care, and said today he's feeling well. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history, medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes. Period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. He's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 149 over 101. Pulse 103. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck foot range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory, expiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rhythm with no murmurs. Correction. Cardiac, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, non-distended, no guarding, period. No visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times free, cranial nerves to return his normal motor and sensory functions and normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cocaine use. Number two, opioid use disorder. Number three, medication refill, period. Next paragraph. PMP aware was reviewed. Data from PMP aware does not support drug seeking behavior, medication diversion, period. Next paragraph, urine draw screen revealed cocaine. Patient and I had a lengthy discussion about the use of cocaine while on this program. He says he understands. He said he made a mistake and acknowledges the use, period. He was advised that we would see him every 2 weeks until symptoms are cleared. Next paragraph, he was given medication for his blood pressure, namely lisinopril/hydrochlorothiazide, 20/25 milligrams. He would take one PO daily for 90 days. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.